Dharma Talk.
Thank you so much. So now is the time to have a bit of peace and quiet. Even though this is supposed to be the season of peace and goodwill, there's not much peace and sometimes there's not enough goodwill. So now we're actually going to practice peace and also goodwill by doing some meditation. So, you need just to close your eyes and follow the instructions so the mind and the body can relax to the max. So there's still a few people coming in, so there's always late traffic and other stuff, so please don't be disturbed by people coming in. Instead, that we can just allow this to happen, to relax with our body and with our surroundings. So with your eyes closed, first thing to do is to check how you are sitting. How is your body right now? Is your bottom comfortable on the cushion or the seat? And if you want to move it, please do so. And as you move the body, especially the bottom first of all, to the left or the right, up and down, you will notice that sometimes it's more comfortable, sometimes it's not comfortable. You're beginning to establish mindfulness of the body, the awareness especially of how comfortable your body is. And having the feedback given to you by mindfulness, you can adjust your body to the maximum possible comfort. So I'm just moving my bottom. That's better. By saying it's better, I was mindful to know that it feels more comfortable. And I also check my legs. How are your legs situated? Can you make them more comfortable? The mindfulness of the feelings in my legs allows me to get feedback. I can move this way, that way, until my legs are truly comfortable, as best I can make them. And check your back. So many people have back problems because they're hardly ever mindful of their back and they put it in very uncomfortable situations. So sometimes you can stretch your back, you can lean back, you can loosen it. Find the optimum position by being mindful and seeing which position is the best for you. Relax your shoulders. You can feel the sensations in your shoulders. You're mindful of them. You relax them. And relax your arms and your hands. Aware of the feelings, making sure that everything is comfortable. And lastly, you go to your head and neck. By movement, scratching, coughing, sneezing, whatever you need to do. See how you can make your body the most comfortable. And this is not just trying to find comfort. Throughout this preliminary exercise, you've been practicing mindfulness of the body and a bit of kindness. The same two qualities which you will use throughout the meditation. Once the body is as relaxed as it can be by movement, now I like to introduce a deeper relaxation. Because there may be some part of your body which is irritating, painful, tight, stressed. It may be your stomach, intestines, an ache in the knee or the head or the throat or wherever. Be mindful of that physical feeling. Just observe it with the mind. Feel it. Stay with it. And as you're mindful of a feeling inside of your body, you may notice that the feeling changes. Sometimes it gets more intense, more tight. Sometimes it loosens up, becomes softer. You see, the physical feeling of pain or irritation or tightness change. And next, you associate, especially the mental attitude, with that change. Whatever makes the irritation or pain worse is usually control, wanting, doing something. What relaxes the irritation, eases the pain, softens the body is called letting go. So you take a part of the body. A few people coughing must have irritations in their throat. Pay attention to that irritation, be mindful of it. Find out what lessens the irritation, what makes it worse. And soon, because of the feedback given by mindfulness, you learn how to relax. Open up, lessen the irritation, soften the pain. You're relaxing your own body. And stay with your body. It really needs some mindfulness and some relaxation to make it healthy, fit. So what you're really mindful of is what I call the relaxation indicator. One end is relaxation, the other one is tightness, pain, irritation. And you're moving that dial away from pain, irritation, tightness, more and more to the ease and peace of relaxation. Stay with the mindfulness of how relaxed your body is until you can feel your body so relaxed that it becomes a delightful feeling. Just like if you're laying down on the beach somewhere or you're waking up early in the morning in bed. So comfortable, so loose. Without a tight spot in your body. When you notice the delight of relaxation, the body moves to deeper states of relaxation. The perception of delight takes you there. once the body is truly relaxed, it's easy to let it go and focus on the emotional world, the world of the mind, of thoughts, of memories, anxieties, of all the busyness inside. But don't focus your mindfulness on the thoughts. Focus the mindfulness on the general state of relaxation or tension in your mind. How at ease is it? Or how disturbed? Once you are mindful of the right thing, feedback will show you when you let go, when you are kind, when you make peace with this moment. That indicator, that dial, moves to more peace, more ease, more stillness. And as the mind becomes more peaceful, more still, the thoughts soften and fade away by themselves. Just be aware of the underlying state of peace or agitation of your mind. To be mindful of how soft your mind is, or how tight. This encourages letting go, because whatever softens the mind brings more peace. That is what letting go means. Sometimes your mind is like a rope being held tight on both ends and stretched. You have pressure on yourself. Release that pressure. Stop pulling. Let go. And your mind becomes peaceful and loose and natural. Stop squashing, pushing down on things. Let things expand and just be. And then you find the past and the future are not putting pressure on you. they're softening to the point you can just let them go. And all you have left is this beautiful present moment, the place where your future is being made. The only time that you really exist, right now. And you're being aware of this moment and relaxing it. And so this moment feels delightful. Just by making peace. Letting go. No goals. No judgment. No pressure. As you relax into the present moment, you might start to become aware of your breathing. Just the breath coming in and out of your body, naturally, peacefully, because your body and mind are pretty relaxed. And as you breathe in, you can say the word to yourself, breathing in peace. As you breathe out, let go. As you say the word peace, you imagine peace. You picture it. You feel the meaning of peace come in to your body and mind with the breath. And you feel whatever it is you need to let go of, sickness, tension, pain, that goes out with your out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. being mindful of how relaxed you are, body and mind. If you find yourself getting more tense, go in the opposite direction. Let go more. Just be. And always remember, the next stage of any meditation is right in the center of where you are now. Go in to this moment. Never go on. So how do you feel now? What's it like inside? It's coming close to the end of the meditation. How peaceful are you? How still is the body and mind? And how pleasant does that feel? The more still, the more pleasure. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the last sound from the gong vanishes, that's a signal to come out from your meditation. At the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong. Very good.